The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, wow, what a beautiful world.
That's Joe Pesci. Welcome to the Joe Pesci Show. You know, let me hear this. Joey can sing, man. Yes. I'm telling you something.
I gotta fade it out because I don't know if he curses on this.
No, he doesn't.
He does on this album.
I gotta tell you, we're joking because everybody says, hey, they look at me and they go, Joe Pesci. I go, all right, Joe Pesci. Hi. And it happens all the time, you know. No, Piscopo. So Al thought he'd have some fun. But when Joe knew. Now, Joe sang with Frankie Vincent, the late, great Frankie Vincent from Bloomfield Avenue. They had like a group that he would sing together. And Joey can sing. And you listen to some of Joe Pesci's album, which I hear on the Seriously Sinatra, on XM Radio. I tell you, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And he's a great guy. He's a funny guy. Funny guy, too, Joey Pesci. So it's so funny. But we should put a graphic of the Joe Piscopo Show on the radio with Joe's face on it, you know. Say no. Or maybe we should just try to delineate Pesci, Pepitone, and Piscopo. I mean, you know what I mean? The Joe P's.
The triple
Joe
P's.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm saying like that. Hey, good morning. It's Joey on the radio. Joe Piscopo on the radio. 707. Oh, by the way, I want to hear. I love the Italian-American actors who sing. Danny Aiello. We got to play more Danny music. Danny's a great singer. So we'll put that stuff up if you would, Albert, you know. I had a great time yesterday, and as we get into this Wednesday morning, I'll say this a couple times, because I am so inspired when I get out of the studio and we go out and I meet you. And yes, my schedule's nuts, and you say, and thanks for the nice comment saying, Joe, my gosh, your schedule's crazy. But I made this commitment. I made the commitment to my friend on Monday to go to Philadelphia and perform with the Midtown Men, who are just sensational, by the way, the Midtown Men, my goodness gracious. And we just did a whole big charity fundraiser. I swear to goodness, it seemed like we raised a couple hundred grand for this school out there by Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. So happy to do that. And then Big Mike took me back, got up yesterday. After the show, I went and I recorded a Christmas song with my buddy Dave Damiani. And we did Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and we did a swing version with a killer arrangement. Dave and I went back and forth, and that'll be out in November. We'll let you know, because I tell you, it was a lot of fun to do it. So I stopped that. I was in the Lower East Side. They had this great recording studio there. I went from the station over there, ba-ba-bang, and then we went out to Madison, New Jersey, like to an Italian-American club out in New Jersey, Madison, New Jersey. It's as grassroots as it gets, as down home as it gets, and it inspires me, because if it's there, whether I'm in the Midwest, if I go, I'm going out to Oakland, California, you know, my travels, I'm going back to Los Angeles this fall. I see the greatness of the country. And you know what? Everybody's nice. We're all in this together. It's like when you meet people and you're like-minded or not, we're a good people. And I think the divide somehow is created, because I know when I see you face to face, and I see you and I see the fine patriot that you are, the appreciation of this country that you have, you know, whether you agree with the president or not, you know, I that's what I hold in my heart, and that's why I'm so proud to be an American. And I don't understand the divide, except to say that it's created for the most part on television, the racial divide and other divides, because it I guess gets ratings. I don't know. I can't. But we had a great time. And Madison Jesioto is coming on the show 9 o'clock. This gal is a superstar. Was great on her feet. Did a great speech. And talked about America, talked about her life. She's a lawyer. She was former Miss Ohio. So we had a great time over there. I'll tell you, this was a really classy event. And thanks to Joey Falco and to his beautiful wife, Kat, and everybody in Madison, New Jersey, who was there kind enough. Now, don't forget, my great-grandfather came from a little town in northern Italy called La Spezia. And he went up there to Madison, New Jersey, to sell roses. That's why Madison is called the Rose City. And so he was over there, and then they went from, I guess someone to Madison that ended up in Newark like everybody else, you know, and just went up Bloomfield Avenue from there. So I have a special kind of love for Madison, New Jersey. I want to thank everybody. Madison and Madison, Piscopo and Madison, and we had a great, great time. Hey, Jaden Horn is going to join us this hour. Ed Cranepool next hour as well. And then we're going to get into this, and I want to go to Frankie on this. I mean, I don't want to just blindside him on this, but I want to lean on his knowledge about this turkey situation. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will join us. He's the Salem News military affairs analyst. You know, he's got that book, Future War. I want to talk about what's going on in Syria when the president says, you know, he's going to pull out. And I'm reading here, U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday defended a decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria, saying it was too costly to keep supporting U.S. allied Kurdish-led forces in the region fighting Islamic State militants. The president's decision was met with immediate and largely bipartisan condemnation. Lindsey Graham, as you know, South Carolina senator, a top Republican ally of President Trump, is threatening legislation to impose economic sanctions on Turkey if it invades Syria. Graham has Democratic allies and warned that any congressional vote would be overwhelming. You know, I understand that. And again, I understand we should be there. How long can we be there, though, man? And I know the Kurds are our friends. And the question I have, Frankie Five Boroughs, and forgive me, we'll talk to Colonel McGinnis about this. Why does Erdogan want to go into Syria? Why does he want to even go into Syria? Why can't he just let it be? Does he feel like that's his territory?
Well, no. It has nothing to do with territory at all. The Kurds don't have a country. Now, a lot of people have said, wouldn't it be nice if there were an independent, free Kurdistan? And yes, it would be nice, but the reality of the situation is they don't have a country. So they are a stateless ethnic group. They're in Syria, they're in Turkey, they're in Iraq, they're in Iran, right? So in Syria, the Kurds have been very helpful in our fight against ISIS. In Turkey, the Kurds are leading a militant insurgency against Erdogan and the government there. And because the United States has been protecting the Kurds in northern Syria, the Kurds in northern Syria are able to supply weapons and other supplies to the Kurds that are in Turkey. So Erdogan and the Turkish government, they consider the Kurdish militants terrorists. So by allowing the Kurds to have this protected border between Syria and Turkey, it allows a supply chain of weapons and other munitions to go from Syria to Turkey. So if you're Erdogan, you could understand, what do I want these terrorists still getting guns from Syria? And he basically told President Trump, whatever you have to do, you do, but we're going in. We're not going to stand by and watch you guys protect these terrorists. So they decided we're going in. Donald Trump, very astutely in my view, says, well, look, I'm not risking an armed military clash with a NATO ally, which is what Turkey is, in order to protect the Kurds after our operational mission with respect to fighting ISIS in Syria is largely done. To me, Donald Trump is the only guy that he campaigns on an issue, then gets elected, and then reiterates his stance on an issue. People are resigning, as General Mattis did, over the stance on this particular issue, and then begins implementing the policy that he's been talking about for 2 years, and people are shocked. There's a shocked and surprised. It's the same thing with tariffs. You know, he campaigned on tariffs, instituted tariffs. People are shocked. I can't believe tariffs. The border and immigration, same thing. And now he has been very, very vocal about this and very consistent about it for literally 5 years, long before he was a presidential candidate. I can't understand why, you know, people are shocked about this. Whenever you talk about ending the military engagement that American troops have in any foreign country, then it's so interesting to me that the same people that led us into the disastrous war in Afghanistan, the disastrous war in Iraq, the disastrous war in Libya, not one of those three places is working out well, by the way, they are the ones that become experts on what Donald Trump should do. Well, we've seen where your expertise has led us, Lindsey Graham. We've seen where your expertise has led us, Liz Cheney. Thank you, Marco Rubio, for putting forward a failed foreign policy for a decade and a half now. No, we want to try another approach. So I don't understand. Look, I recognize the importance of the Kurds in helping us beat back ISIS, but they weren't doing that out of the goodness of their heart. ISIS was going to murder the Kurds. The Kurds had every reason in the world to want to fight ISIS. And you know what? They didn't do it for free. As Donald Trump pointed out in a tweet 2 days ago, we paid them an enormous amount of money. And so I'm not sure how long we're expected to provide total military protection for this particular ethnic group.
Thank you, Frankie. But why is it always us? Why can't
exactly. Amen. Wait. So, Joe, you asked the million-dollar question, and you were so on the money when you said, how long are we supposed to be there? So if you look at the incoherence of the president's critics on this, think about why is it always us? Look at where we are right now. Right now, the United States is committed to defending all of Europe. Anybody in Europe's attacked, including Turkey, we are treaty-bound to defend them. Now we've taken on that we're going to be a check on Russia's ambitions in Eastern Europe. Apparently that now includes military aid to Ukraine. So Eastern Europe, as well as Ukraine, which is not even in NATO, we've taken it upon ourselves to defend them. Israel, certainly a very important ally. Anybody messes with them, we defend them. Then we're going to micromanage all these regional rivalries in the Middle East. On top of that, play whack-a-mole against the Taliban in Afghanistan, contain North Korea, stand toe-to-toe with a rising militant China, and determine the outcome of a political transition in Venezuela. That's a lot for any one country to handle, especially when we have some of our own problems here that could need tending.
Yeah, you're right on the money. I just don't know what to do, and what do we do with this, and what do we do with ISIS, and where does it all go? I mean, to pull out. And I don't understand. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. And Colonel Jack Jacobs said, we have some kind of rapid deployment force that's out there. I don't know why we have to do it. And explain to me this. And let me lay this out very, very simply. And then someone explain it to me, and we'll ask Colonel McGinnis when he comes on. Because I keep asking, why is there not, and maybe there is, an international allied supreme force, like an allied supreme commander, for example, over a NATO forces or UN or something where everybody's in this together. And then if indeed someone goes in and now Turkey's going to go into Syria and there's a problem, that maybe instead of us going in and helping the Kurds, maybe that force goes in and helps the
Kurds.
Well,
so let's say there was a NATO force like that, right? Turkey is a member of NATO. Syria is not. So but if it was a NATO-led force, we would side with the Turks in terms of what they're trying to do. So, I mean, it becomes, even among NATO allies, they have very different goals. You know, the Turks' goal is to, you know, eradicate this Kurdish threat.
That answers that's my not, question. That's exactly
not necessarily
why
the American goal. But coming back to the other question you raised about fighting ISIS. Now, if you look at 5 years ago when this battle against ISIS began, the goals that were enunciated at the start from all of the leaders in the Pentagon and President Obama was the elimination of ISIS's territorial caliphate. Now, that has been, in part due to President Trump's strategy, a smashing success. We won. The caliphate is gone. There is now no territory that is controlled by ISIS. So now, what Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and Liz Cheney are trying to do is shift the goalposts. Now that victory has been redefined to mean what? That anywhere that there's an ISIS fighter anywhere in the world, we have to keep American troops? No, that's not a sensible foreign policy strategy. It makes no sense. The goal was eliminate the ISIS caliphate. We did it. So you know what? Let's get out of this country, which we were never invited to be in the first place, and let's bring those troops home. I know a lot of folks on the border that could use some protecting as well.
Yeah, help me out here if you with a phone call, because I'm not sure. I see we got to go in there. Do we just take? Do we just leave? Do we just leave? And what happens with ISIS? And what do the Kurds do? And why is it indeed our problem? Frankie, brilliant, and thank you for breaking it down, because no one's got the answers, and certainly no one in Washington has the answers. And I understand what the president is. He promised to do it, and that's what he's doing. 877-970-2999 on a Balance of Nature phone lines. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Debbie Duhame is out there. Here it is on a Wednesday. Deb, traffic-wise, how are we doing this morning?
Well, let's see what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Let's take a ride to 84 eastbound exit 12, getting out toward exit 12 in Fishkill. It's an accident being cleared out past the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. That is slowing everybody down through that stretch. Southbound New York State Thruway, lighter than normal in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Palisades Parkway South exit 14 in Stony Point. A collision is on the shoulder. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland all light. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride to the LIE westbound at Kew Gardens with an accident cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some volume westbound belts getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Sponsored by Panera Bread. At Panera, get breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Try a new Chipotle chicken scrambled egg and avocado breakfast wrap and pair it with a premium freshly ground, freshly brewed coffee. All ready to go with the push of a button. Panera, food as it should be. Looks like we'll see some periods of rain today with a high going up to 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Lionsgate Entertainment is considering separating its Starz channel into a separate company. The Wall Street Journal says Lionsgate has discussed a sale or spinoff to deal with debt. Starz is known for original series, including Outlander. Lionsgate is the studio behind the Hunger Games movie franchise. Healthy potato chip brand Pop Chips has been sold to investment firm VMG Partners. VMG also owns Kind Bars and Pretzel Chips. Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated yesterday he's open to future interest rate cuts and said the economy is likely to expand. However, stocks skidded on concerns that recent developments with China will impact this week's trade negotiations. The Dow dropped 313 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 132. S&P down 45. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The IRS has the power to take your property, garnish your wages, and even send you to jail for back taxes and unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to kick in your door. Call Kick IRS today. At Kick IRS, we protect you from bank levies, wage garnishments, and asset seizures. No matter how much you owe, Kick IRS will resolve your tax debt and kick the IRS out of your life once and for all. Call Kick IRS right now at 866-KICK-IRS. That's 866-KICK-IRS. Or visit us on the web at kickirs.com.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Millennial Jaden Horan will join us momentarily. I like these millennials who make sense. Like we're talking about Madison Jesioto, Jaden Horan. There's some great. There's a future here. Don't get upset. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I think we're in good shape. I think. But let me tell you, if I may, about Route 22 Toyota. And here at 7:25 in the morning, we're going to give you 5 minutes. I'm going to give you to 7:30. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Now, all European models are excluded, but this is a great way to get over to Route 22 Toyota. You can check out Route22Toyota.com, like I always say. But this is great. You want to go over. You want to meet Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the great team, the family over at and Johnny and Chris at Route 22 Toyota. So if you call 855-621-9949, can you remember that? 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. And then you're going to be at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way, with that brand new customer lounge. You will check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And you won't have to deal with dummies. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. You don't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans. You're going to love it over there at Route 22 Toyota, and you can start here. If I can be so humble to suggest, you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
7:26 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. So much going on. I'm always emboldened when I meet the millennials, that have a common sense view. I want to say conservative, but let's put labels aside. Just people that make sense and that are youth and youthful and exuberant. And Jaden Horan falls right into that category. He's a conservative commentator, contributed to Metropolitan Magazine. Hey, Jaden, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning, my man?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
Good. I'm fired up, you know, and I appreciate it. I like your enthusiasm. I was with an event with Madison Jesioto. You know, I see folks like Kayleigh McEnany, you know, running the president's campaign, and some really smart young millennials like yourself who really kind of see the vision and support a lot of the things that we support. Let me ask you about the impeachment. I mean, as a young guy going in, coming out of the great Liberty University, you know, give us your overview of exactly what's happening and how they go back and forth. And how do you think the Democrats will deal with this legally, Jaden?
Yeah, you know, impeachment. Let me say this. So when President Clinton was impeached, I was 10 years old. I was 10 years old.
Okay,
and
make
I remember,
me feel older. Make me feel even older.
And I remember the liberal media saying that it was naked partisanship, right, on the part of Newt Gingrich and the Republicans.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's
yeah.
all it was about. And, yeah. you know, these consensual sexual relations he had were completely acceptable. And this is just, you know, the conservatives and their, you know, their hatred of Bill Clinton. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's fast forward 19 years, 20 years. And what do we have? We have naked partisanship on the part of Democrats in their absolute hatred for Donald Trump. And so what are they doing? They are trying by hook or snook or crook to get him on something. And so they have initiated a non-impeachment impeachment in order to get documents from the executive branch, which understandably, you know, Congress has an oversight role. However, they're doing these, large subpoena, not subpoenas. All right. And now we have this rhetoric out of Congress that says that the president is obstructing justice and obstructing Congress by his refusal to comply with subpoenas. Okay, well, let's just hold on for a moment. Let's hold on, because this strategy is ridiculous. As a millennial, I'm sitting there going, you're going to tell me that this is really about oversight, but you're asking about things that aren't necessarily within the scope of oversight. What they are is they're trying to go after particular things, right? Like they're going after his tax returns. That's oversight, really? 8 years ago is oversight of what he did as president? Yeah. Okay, we have them digging into every aspect of his life in every single way. And now, the president's saying, look, yesterday he said, this is ridiculous, and I'm not going to comply. And that's not obstruction. That's merely saying, once you hold the vote, once you have the courage to hold the vote and tell the American people that the House is actually going to move to impeach the president, then we can talk about maybe some of these subpoenas, whether they are within the scope or not. Let's not forget that the last Congress held the last attorney general, Eric Holder, in contempt for the Obama administration's failure to comply. All right. So this is not, this is not the end of the world. What Congress is doing is not the end of the world. The lack of complying on the part of the executive, and let's call it that, the executive, the presidential powers that are vested in all of the cabinet officials and everyone else underneath the president, their lack of complying with Congress does not indicate criminal activity or obstruction of justice. It merely means that they are executing executive privilege, which is something that the Supreme Court has understood is a prerogative of the executive.
Do we know if can they go forward? Can the House go forward with an impeachment inquiry without a vote? I mean, I don't know. That's not clear. Is that clear?
That's why we have the Democrats trying to go to a little district federal judge to have a case that says that the House is in fact impeaching or having an impeachment inquiry without actually having a vote for an impeachment inquiry. Incredible. Because they want to determine whether this is a judicial process or not, because then they can subpoena different aspects of the president's life and make them subject to evidence, evidentiary proceedings. I mean, and discovery. I mean, this is crazy, Joe. And so sitting here as a millennial, right? Like whether I'm conservative, whether I'm common sense, I'm looking here and I'm saying, if we replay tapes from 20 years ago. We have some of the same people in freaking office saying that it was just partisanship.
Did you see Jerry Nadler? Matter of fact, someone put that. Laura Ingraham last night. Yeah, she said they showed Jerry Nadler saying exactly that. And I saw the video of that. And I don't know why they just can't come off of their soapbox. It's like they're being driven by, I guess it's the squad. I guess it's that young millennials on the Democratic side that are pushing for this impeachment thing. But it's so frustrating to see. But anyway, how you doing, man, in your life? All good with you, man? All good? You're just running around crazy, are you?
Yeah, I'm just running around crazy. I was down in Miami last week and trying to catch some last bits of forever summer. But I'm doing pretty well. Yeah. The last time I saw you was on the boat, and I met your son, talked to him about going to Liberty.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll tell you, it was great. A great school, great Liberty University, which is really, really great, And I got, let me ask you about, and Michael, I know you had a great chat with my boy on the boat. That was great that you were there. Let me ask you about the Supreme Court, Jake. Mm-hmm. They're taking up a number of controversial cases this term. Can you break down this LGBTQ case? What exactly are they determining now?
All right, so it centers on three different cases. One specifically on a transgender woman, and then the other two respective to gay men. And so what at issue here is the terminology, the definition, the intent of Congress in the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And so what we're looking at here, if we just take the plain text of the law, is that Congress prohibited discrimination on the basis of sex. Sex as defined and understood at the time, and according to Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1997, as inherently relating to women in this case, in making sure that workplaces were equal for women. And so now we have an issue where discrimination does in fact exist. You know, I'm like you said, I'm a millennial. I can say that people in fact do discriminate, and that's wrong. Yeah. However, is the judicial remedy changing the intent of language from 60 some years ago, or is it better to go through the legislative process and ensure that our elected representatives take it upon themselves to build the support for legislation to change the law in order to protect individuals? And so, you know, right now what we have is, of course, we have liberals pushing to say that we should take the 2019 definition of sex, which is, you know, subjective, identified by the individual, as opposed to your biological reality. And so, obviously, that is a major issue. And also, the difference between those that believe in a evolving or living both constitution and legislation, and those that are textualists or originalists and believe both in the original language of the Constitution, but also that laws as written with the intent of Congress as defined by Congress at the time can only be broadened to a point before we are taking them outside the scope of what Congress's intent was. And therefore, that legislation does not, in fact, do what we want it to do. So this is just, it's pure logic. I mean, if you're a lawyer, you follow fact patterns, right? And you have to follow intent. You can't say one intended to do something that they didn't intend to do because you don't like an outcome.
Hey, Jaden, so I heard rumor has it that you stopped by the after party at the Murano wedding. Is that right? Is that right? You were there? Rumor has it.
I did. I did, in fact. And I brought my wife. I schlepped all the way down from Midtown to Staten Island. I mean, and I'll say this. Yeah, I used to go as a kid to Staten Island. I didn't think it was that far. But 2 hours and 20 minutes to get to this after party. That's the devotion to have Frank.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
The devotion for Frank.
It was great to see you and Bethany. I'm sorry you didn't make the wedding invite list.
No. Hey, you know.
And oh, my gosh. That was it. But you see, the kid appreciates at least getting the – was it the after party or the after party?
Which one was it? It was the after party. The middle after party was sort of just like a mustering station,
I don't know of any human being who has six after parties.
There might still be some going on, as far as I know.
Look, this guy's like a big deal, apparently. Who knew? There was famous people there, like Joe Piscopo.
That's it, man, singing, and that was the entertainment, and it was great. Hey, Jaden, we appreciate it, man. Keep up the fight, my friend. Jaden Horn right there, conservative commentator and contributor to Metropolitan Magazine. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Jaden, thank you, brother. 7:36 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit getting ready to roll out a fleet of driver-free vehicles. The rail company held a presentation at an event in Edison yesterday that offered guests a look at some self-driving shuttles that could handle first and last mile transit options. New Jersey Transit has already hit up the Federal Transit Administration for nearly $1 million in grant money in order to test three autonomous shuttles. The shuttles are completely electric and can carry as many as 15 passengers and move as fast as 15 miles per hour. First Lady Shirlane McRae's Thrive NYC Mental Health Initiative is facing criticism after this weekend's deadly rampage in Chinatown that left four homeless people dead. Mayor de Blasio says while part of Thrive's resources do focus on the most severely mentally ill, the program represents an overall change to how the issue is approached. He says institutionalizing or jailing the mentally ill are outdated concepts that don't jive with modern society. It was early Sunday morning when 24-year-old Randy Santos allegedly beat the homeless men to death. In sports, Islanders scored first, but gave up the next five goals in a 5-2 loss to the Oilers. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And now let's take it over to 84 eastbound exit 12 in Fishkill. An accident is now off on the shoulder. Traffic is moving okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all very light this morning. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. 80 west exit 30 getting out toward Roxbury. It's an accident on the shoulder. And over on 78 west exit 48, a collision in Springfield. We're still seeing some volume on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue and the Harlem River Drive southbound. That's going to be stop and go 140s down through the 130s. LIE westbound slowing down to Casino Boulevard. No problems at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge is moving along okay. Some rain today with a high of 59. Tomorrow afternoon, more showers with a high of 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 742 right now on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Great to have you with us. Hey, in 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. It's interesting, just going through all the news, trying to break it all down here. This is so funny. Now, Hillary says yesterday, I could beat him again in regards to Donald Trump. I swear to goodness gracious, she said that. And then someone put on Twitter, this was an interview that did not take place in the Oval Office. I mean, is she running again, Frankie Fibros? She feels like she can run again, Hillary. Why is she even talking about it? Is she really that out of it that she feels like, oh, look, I could do this and I could win again? Doesn't she acknowledge? And in that book that she wrote, did she not acknowledge that she blew it?
Well, I think I didn't read the book. So I think if I remember what was reported at the time, that she was doing a lot of blaming of other people. But yeah, it was very interesting. Trump basically tried to lure her into the race yesterday by saying how, you know, the Democrats should nominate, or, you know, how crooked Hillary should run again. Otherwise, they're going to end up with a far left nominee like Elizabeth Warren. And so Hillary Clinton retweeted him and said, "Don't tempt me. Do your job." That became viral. It's got 22,000 retweets. And then that's when she then did that interview in which she said, "If I have to, I'll come in and beat him again." It's no doubt in my mind that she every day thinks about what she's missed out on. I guarantee you every day she thinks, "I can't believe I lost to this guy." And I think she definitely wants to run again, but I think both the kind of the far left wing of the Democratic Party and the establishment wing of the Democratic Party, they're both sort of sick of her. I don't see any groundswell at all for, a Hillary Clinton candidacy.
What did she miss out on? This is what I understand. She lost. She lost. And she lost because she didn't go to the places that would have elected her.
That's right.
All of these people that she claimed were her people didn't vote for her.
But that's how you view it. She views it as that she lost the election because of Vladimir Putin, James Comey, and WikiLeaks.
I know, but to that point, and here we have I'm reading here, Senate releases report on Russians' social media influence in 2016 election. They think we're so dumb that they're going to put a Facebook ad out. And that's all that it was. It's social media that we're going to be convinced not to vote for Hillary because Russia puts – how dumb do they think we are? That's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer that question. But how dumb do they really think we are? They can't be serious. There's no way there was any influence. And also, she got the votes in California. She got the votes in New York. And, of course, she won the popular vote. So I think that might be her impetus here. But what makes people like Hillary – what makes – Mitt Romney? I mean, really? Mitt Romney shows up and surfaces again? And, by the way, I was so busy over the weekend, Frank. I missed that. What did I miss? Did he just say, "I'm going in again"? I just saw somebody tweeted me, Anthony Scaramucci supporting Mitt Romney now.
He didn't get beaten badly the last time. So now you want to go in again and get beaten again? What is the matter with these people? They are so devoid of reality.
Did he formally make an announcement now? Do we know that? That he made an announcement? Why was that on the my goodness gracious, that was at the forefront of all the news.
Yeah, there was one article that a bunch of Republican donors are urging Mitt Romney to primary Trump. So I don't see that going
for
anywhere.
What? So he could be more out of touch with society? Again, I don't understand these people. If the Democrats really want to mount a challenge against President Trump, and let's assume for the sake of argument here that there's no impeachment or he's impeached, but the Senate doesn't follow through and President Trump stays President Trump until the election next year. If the Democrats really want to make an impact and actually go after the president with a shot of actually winning it, they would put the person who is not qualified for the next debate in there. That's the Tulsi Gabbard.
She's in the next debate.
Oh, she is in the next debate. Yeah. Okay, but she is the one, if they're looking for somebody to be a game changer, could be a game changer for the Democratic Party. The rest of these people, first off, Sanders should step down now. He got stints put in. He's going to pull back his whatever. Do you want a guy who's a heart attack away from dropping?
I'm glad you brought that up because we never did talk about that. That Elizabeth Warren's going, she's putting her little fists in the air going, "Yes,
honey,
stents.
Let's open another beer in
he's
the kitchen.
He's got stents, yeah, stents." And then I always said, Elizabeth Warren, we were talking about it last night, we were laughing, it looks like a female Jerry Lewis, the way she runs up to the stage. "Hi, lady, I'm Elizabeth Warren."
That's the skit.
With the fists in the air. I know. "Hi, Supergirl." It's like a female Jerry, I can't wait,
But again,
all of
these candidates that are in there right now, except for Tulsi Gabbard, are all retreads. They're all the same nonsense.
Well, you can't say that about Andrew Yang and Pete Buttigieg. They're certainly
fresh faces. So some of them aren't. But again, all of them, or the majority of them, Biden, what did he say the other day? Free college education for 2 years, free this, free that. I'm going to give you $1,000 a month. Where is all of this coming from? Why don't people have common sense here? You can't just give everything away. You know what that is? That's socialism. Guess what? It doesn't work. Look at all of these countries that are socialist. They're all dropping like flies.
Yeah, and also, I tweeted some things out today.
It's important. Being angry. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, that's good. I started you early. I'm sorry. I did. I poked the bear. I prodded the bear, and he's up and at him. Hey, and we appreciate it, Albert. So the president did a great trade deal with Japan that we didn't hear about. And also, another thing we did not hear about that I want to make sure we get on the airwaves, the young black conservatives. We talked about this. That we were doing Madison and I were doing a question and answer thing at the event last night. And a couple gals got up and said, why don't they come to Newark? Why don't they come to Camden? And I said, wait, whoa, whoa. I said, now you're talking my language. That's what I've been talking about. Why don't the Republicans step up? And then, of course, the president has opportunity zones. And we find out through Mike Lindell and Dr. Carson, Ben Carson, you know, head of HUD. But they are doing these opportunity zones and helping out the inner cities indeed. But my goodness gracious, you never hear about it. So then I looked online and I just tweeted it out on at Jersey Joe Piscopo. The black conservatives, young black conservatives, more enthusiastic. They were at the White House the other day. Not a word about it anywhere. And I don't know why. You think a press guy, somebody at CNN, somebody at MSNBC is going to say, you know, this is, it's interesting because it's news. It's news when you have a Republican and then he has garnered that much support. That you should have seen the enthusiasm from these young black conservatives at the White House. That's a news story. They just avoid it. And I'm telling you, I think I'm the only one talking about it. I see the tweets online, and I'm retweeting it. Check it out. I think it was great. I think it was great to see. And I just think that it would – I wish that the ground game at the White House was such that they would just get that word out more if they can. And you know what? Maybe they're trying. But, boy, it's an uphill battle with the media just going against every single thing, all the good things, including the trade deal with Japan. You don't hear about anything that's good, and that's – and you know what? That's why I'm here for you. We're going to try to tell you the good things that indeed are happening in America. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads working hard for you this morning. How are we doing out there this morning, Deb?
Well, good morning, Joe. I'll tell you what's happening. First of all, alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance for Yom Kippur. Metered parking rules remain in effect, but as a result, traffic a lot lighter today than normal. A problem in Connecticut, though, on 95 South Exit 14 into Norwalk. That's an accident involving a car and a tractor trailer. Delays out of Westport in toward Norwalk because of that problem. We're seeing a slight delay on the Garden State Parkway north at 137 with a stalled car in the way. And 78 West Exit 48, an accident in Springfield. 80 West Exit 30 getting up toward Mount Arlington and Roxbury. It's an accident on the shoulder. A truck went into the guardrail and taking it over to 35 northbound, getting up through Aberdeen. It's some ongoing construction. Now, if you're heading over to the LIE westbound, just a brake check here as you get right out toward the area of Casino Boulevard. It looks like a minor delay at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher thinks Democrats are trying to have it both ways.
I thought they were worried about foreign interference in our election. I thought they were worried. I thought that was a big deal. I guess it's not a big deal now that Trump won, right? 3 years ago. Now they don't want an investigation into countries meddling in our election? Which, incidentally, that's a two-way street.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM970.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
The Answer.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. I love you. I love you for being with us. How many times I got to give you a hug through the airwaves, you know? And here we are to Wednesday, and you're going to make it through the weekend. We're going to have a great weekend. Columbus Day weekend coming up. Yay. So I keep telling you about Rhino Shield, and people say, but yo, what is Rhino Shield? And I'm telling you, a ceramic coating on your house. You have to at least call Susan at Rhino Shield because she will come out. You'll get a free estimate for your business as well. And she'll make, and the whole process for me was so much fun. I came out, she graphically showed my home with any color that I wanted, you know, and that's the way we chose the color. And now this Rhino Shield, the ceramic coating that keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls, this Rhino Shield that goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, whatever coating you have. This waterproof shield that is Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, fading. So you got to stop throwing your money away. I'm telling you, I would have to keep patchworking my house, you know? Like, I didn't want to pay for the whole thing to be painted because it's so expensive to paint your house. You know that. So I would say, hey, patchwork here, patchwork there, and Mikey would help me do a little bit. Then I said, I'm done. And I got Rhino Shield, and you don't have to paint your house again. Do you hear what I'm saying? Arthur Idala did it to his beach house. He loves it. And I did it at home, and you'll love it. And by the way, don't ever forget this. When business folks come over to me, and I'm either at the stadium or people come over, Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield. I'll tell you this, that your building is your calling card. When they go by your building, or they go by your law firm, they say, whoa, they see the name. They look at the building and they see what it's like. If you Rhino Shield it, it looks spectacular, freshly painted. And for what? 25 years. You got to call Susan. The number is this, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Joe Lumbers! Hey, Joey. Joey was off for the last couple of days. All good, Joe? You were out and about getting things done, yes?
I'm out and about, yeah. But now I'm back. Everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah, good, good. No drama in your life. Everything good, Joey? Just worried about you. That's
no,
all.
No drama that I care to share anyway.
Oh, come on, Joe. That's what we're here for. Gossip.
Don't go for it, Joe. Yeah. Don't go for it.
No, I'm not going for it. I'm not going to get suckered into this. No.
I got Al going early in the 6 o'clock hour.
Don't do it, Joe. Don't do it.
Al, don't do it. Don't do it.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Yeah,
you want him to deliver
the
weather angrily? I don't think so.
Joe, all good, Joe? Anything we can help you? I keep going. I keep prodding.
Today's allergy report is brought to you by Balance of Nature, and the allergy report today is a low allergy report.
Great diversion, Joe. That was very well done. How are we doing weather-wise, Joey, throughout the day?
Well, if you like clouds and you like cool weather, then you're going to enjoy the next few days because we're not going to see any sun. There's going to be some rain today, especially this afternoon. Temperatures are going to struggle to get out of the 50s. And it's not going to change an awful lot tomorrow and again on Friday. Tomorrow, I think, is an off and on rain day. Then Friday, just a leftover shower. Hopefully, we'll see a little bit of sun as we go into the weekend.
So what happened that you can't share with us, Joe?
Stop it, Joe. Stop it.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
We're here for you, Joey. We're here for you. That's what we do. We work out problems on the air live.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We tick people off. We talk about everybody.
We insult people. We get hurt. Our feelings get hurt. Come on. That's why we're here on the radio, Joe. We're here for you.
And
that's
I'm here for the weather.
We love you, Joe. We're here for you. But you can call anytime. The hotline is standing by for you, okay?
I'll call you back next hour. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure. Joe Lubbrick, the red phone. I'll keep that red phone warm, man.
Come on now. You're terrible.
Maybe his wife left him or something.
No, it's not. That's not nice. That is not nice.
Please, it happens to me all the time.
The pollen count is low. Oh, great. Yeah. I want to sneeze all day long. Hacking, coughing.
My love. Thank you, Joe Lumber. Hey, Ed Cranepool, the legendary Ed Cranepool will join us. Legendary former ball player. And he's going to talk about the playoffs. And Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. I want to see what's going on with Syria, the danger of pulling troops out of Syria. Madison Jesiota, superstar. Madison Jesiota will join us. And Dave Damiani, my buddy. We got a lot of millennials on. There's hope out there. I'm telling you something. There's a lot of hope. It's Piscopo, live from New York, just causing problems on the radio. And we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
56 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 64-year-old man dead in a basement fire of a two-story building in Brownsville. Cops responded to a blaze in the 400 block of East 96th Street just before 2 p.m. yesterday. Another person rescued in serious condition, expected to survive. Firefighters are investigating the cause of the blaze. A New York City couple is getting prison time in the college admissions cheating scandal. Gregory and Marcia Abbott sentenced to 1 month behind bars Tuesday for paying $125,000 to rig their daughter's SAT and ACT scores. The Abbotts must also pay a $45,000 fine and complete 250 hours of community service. Gregory, a business executive, and his wife, a former journalist, are the sixth and seventh parents to be sentenced in the admissions scandal. In sports, Oilers over the Islanders 5-2.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.